Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Ooh, this is Al Gordon in for Del Walmsley on the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins, and we are always working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about retirement plans. You see, I was taking a look through the web and I found some pretty good articles out there that are talking about all the different kinds of retirement plans out there. And you know what? It is very confusing. It confused the heck out of me. And what I did find, though, is I found an article written by on a website called Bankrate, and they're talking about their 10 best retirement plans for 2019. So I thought, okay, well, that caught my eye. So, you know, let me read through this thing and let me see what I can get here. And you know what I found? I found that there's really 11 best retirement plans out there. And then when you really peel the onion back, what you find is that real estate is really the king of them all. And ironically, real estate is not even mentioned in this article. And the reason I believe it's not mentioned in this article is a couple of reasons. First of all, I think the organization caters to mortgages and banking type of things, credit cards, loans, those in financial planners in those types of vehicles. So there's really not a way for them to capitalize on the real estate investor, or at least they haven't found out how to do it yet. So what they're doing is they're playing up to the folks that are out there in the world like you that are still stuck on what we call the traditional retirement plan. So on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some of these retirement plans. I'm going to compare and contrast them with real estate so that you can get an informed view of what makes sense to you. And I think you're going to come away from the show knowing something that you didn't know. And that's important because we're all about educating you on the show. We want to make sure you are informed. We want to make sure that when you get involved with real estate investing, you know what you're doing. And that's what our organization is all about. It is all about providing a roadmap to success for you and for your friends and for your family. And Lord knows, my friends, my family, they're involved with what I'm doing because once I figured out this roadmap existed, I jumped on board and I haven't looked back ever since. So let's talk about these 10 best retirement plans that Bankrate throws out there, and let's see what they are. So the first one they offer is something called a defined contribution plan. Now, a defined contribution plan started back in the 1980s, and really they're combined. Well, the best way to describe them is 401ks, okay? I would say that 401ks have pretty much taken all over the majority of the retirement marketplace to include the defined contribution plans, and about 84% of Fortune 500 companies offer defined contribution plans rather than traditional pensions. Do you know why they do that? Simple. It costs them a lot less. They are not burdened by you. They don't have to worry about you getting to cradle to grave. All they have to worry about is providing some funds to you to invest in a 401k. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. And at the end of the day, they have dissolved themselves of responsibility for you and your well-being once you have served that organization and served it well. You see, there's a real problem with loyalty. I would say back when I was a kid, you know, back in the Flintstone days, I'm 55, so that'll give you an idea of when I was born. Back then, when I was born, I would say the country was in the process of shifting away from pensions. I think they had realized that they had spent a lot of money on them. And quite frankly, if they were going to continue to endure those pensions, it would have a detrimental impact on the bottom line. And since, you know, most organizations are for profit, they need to make sure that they're profitable, because if they're not profitable, then there's no reason for them to be in business. They just need to go away. And shifting people from traditional pensions to things like 401ks were seen by these organizations as a benefit to the bottom line. You know, it's one of these things where the military has even been messing around with the traditional pension. Now, you and I know that you may not know. I'll just tell you. I'm the beneficiary of a military pension. Okay. I spent 27 years in the Army, did all kinds of great things, trained a lot of great soldiers, really enjoyed my time, especially when I spent time with the soldiers, because they're Americans and they believe in our country and they believe in protecting our way of life. And it's really cool. But what I'm pointing out here is a change in the retirement plan. You see, I got a pension, and that pension was a mitigation against what the previous version of the pensions were doing. So you see, I already got the pension that I received was a modification and not as good of a pension as those that had gone before me had received. Now, it gets even worse. You know, my son is in the process of, well, he's actually in the military. He's doing ROTC, about ready to get his commission to a second lieutenant. He is also concurrently serving in the Texas National Guard. He is eventually going to be a medical services officer and fly helicopters. Really cool, you know, path in front of him. But here's what's not so cool about what he's doing. The pension plan. You see, the pension plan has now migrated into something called the TSP, or the Thrift Savings Plan. You see, what they've done is they've pretty much dissolved the old retirement plan. Now, if you still fell under the old retirement plan, I'm here to tell you everything's okay. They haven't taken it away from you. But for people that are joining, like my son, that are coming in now, what they're getting is they're getting a variation. They're getting a percentage of their earnings put into that Thrift Savings Plan. And as a result, it's really more like a 401k. And those are the things that I am beating up on today, or those defined contribution plans. And the scariest part of these military pensions is this. The research I did said that only about 15% of those that are eligible are actually putting money into those retirement plans, or so-called retirement plans. So, you know, I think that's problematic. But maybe it's not problematic. Maybe 85% of them have a different plan, and maybe that plan involves real estate. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on in the head of 85% of the military forces in America, but there's something wrong there. And if they're not contributing to those plans, that's problematic. And it's problematic because they don't even have a retirement plan. Maybe their retirement plan now is just putting money under the mattress. I don't know. But let me go back to beating up on these 401ks. You know, the problem I see with 401ks is this. In 2019, you are limited to contributions of $19,000. Now, that sounds like a lot of money to a lot of you. And $19,000 is a lot of money. I'm not making hay of it. And by the way, if you're age 50 or older, you get to put in $25,000 into your IRA. Okay, so, but here's the problem that I see. You're limited. You're absolutely limited. I won't tell you how much money I put into real estate this year, but I will tell you that number is much higher than what I could have put into 401ks if I was investing that way. And by the way, I use the term investing, but I use it lightly, because the way I see it, a 401k really just offers a way to save for retirement. It's not real investing, not from my standpoint, not from my mentor Del Walmsley's standpoint. Our standpoint is that investing is real. It is pure. You're actually investing into a business model. That business model is returns six different ways if we're talking about multifamily. You know, you've got the cash flow. And the cash flow is so important to you, because not only does it give you spendable money that you can use to offset your bills, once you get to that magic point where you have enough of that cash flow or that passive income coming in monthly, you're going to be able to call yourself essentially retired, because you will have enough income to meet or exceed your bills. And that is very, very important, because that, from our standpoint, is the definition of retirement. It is achieving that amount of income coming in. Let's say it costs you $4,000 a month to live off of. Now, a lot of Americans can spend less than that. So a lot of Americans can spend more than that. But you know, let's just use the model of about $4,000 a month. That would mean it would cost you about $48,000 a year to live. Now, if you had passive income coming in and it equaled $4,000 a month, you'd be making $48,000 a year in passive income. You would not need to go back to work unless you chose to go back to work. And the reason for it is this. You don't have to work. Your passive income is offsetting your expenses. So you go back to work because you love what you're doing, not because you have to go back to work. And there's a lot of you out there that are going to work because you have to go to work. We've got to get you to change your mindset. We've got to get you to change from that, what I call stinking thinking, and get focused on something that is real, such as real estate. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. This is a live call-in show, so if you'd like to talk to me, you can do so at 877-711-5211. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Wamsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Are you tired of sitting in rush hour traffic? Are you worn out from your extremely long work commute and thinking, I need a new career or a better way of making more money? You don't need a new job. You need a passive income stream. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have been teaching people real estate investing for the past 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate investing. One way is equity capture. Equity capture is when you buy an asset for less than what it's worth. If you buy a house for $50,000 in a neighborhood that's in the $90,000 range, you put $20,000 into improvements, then you've just captured $20,000 in equity. And that amount goes directly towards your net worth. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about equity capture and the other ways real estate makes you money. Learn how by attending a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop. Visit us at lifestylesunlimited.com today. That's lifestylesunlimited.com to learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. Our workshop calendar is available at lifestylesunlimited.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, in for Del today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm just trying to figure out where should we put our money for retirement. Where should we invest our money? And I'm looking at a Bankrate article that just came out a few days ago, and it talks about what they consider the 10 best retirement plans in 2019. Now, of course, None of those 10 include real estate, so I'm just going to retitle the article 11 Best Retirement Plans in 2019, and what we're doing here is we're just kind of ripping through all of the 10 that they propose and talking about, you know, maybe what their benefits are, but more importantly, what their detriments are with regards to comparison to real estate. Because I will tell you, then investing in real estate is the way to go. It is the smart way to go. In the previous segment, I started talking about the five different ways we make money in real estate. And I was talking about cash flow and the fact that, you know, once you have enough cash flow coming in and it exceeds your expenses, you are in essence retired. It doesn't matter if you own $1 million worth of real estate. It doesn't matter if you own $500,000 worth of real estate. It doesn't matter if you own $20 million worth of real estate. What matters is that cash flow coming in. And let's just back it up a little bit. Let's just say you are buying single family houses. Okay. And let's just say you're able to buy 10 of those houses. Okay. And I'll tell you, day in and day out, we have members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are doing just that. They're buying 10 houses in a year. If you can't get your head around that, then I'll tell you, you just need to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You need to go through the training and your head will be wrapped around that and you'll be wondering why it took you so long to get moving forward. But if you had 10 houses producing $400 a month, that would give you that $4,000 you need to retire. Notice I didn't say what the value of the real estate is, because that's not important right now. What's important is getting you to that point of retirement. Once we get to that point of retirement, then we can work a little bit more on what's your net worth, okay? Because that becomes the newer catalyst. But getting you retired, man, that is utmost and upfront in our game plan. And since we're talking about ways to retire, you know, the 10, or I should say the 11, real estate, I think, is still coming out up front. Now, you're also going to get appreciation when you buy a property. Appreciation is simply the concept that real estate tends to double in value every 10 years. It's faster in some places, it's slower in other places, but on average, it tends to double about every 10 years. So what does that mean? If you have a $100,000 house and you hold it for 10 years and it doubles in value, you've just increased your equity by $100,000. You've doubled, or actually you've more than doubled your equity. You've exploded your equity, because the reality of it is you've got the proper leverage on that $100,000 house. So your equity in that property isn't going to be too great in the first year, but once you get to that 10th year, it's going to be remarkable. Okay. And you're basically going to get all of that money as far as valuation. Now it gets stuck in the form of debt equity, meaning you have to reach in and you have to eventually pull that money back out. But what a good problem to have, to be able to pull money back out of an appreciated asset and then turn around tax free and invest that money into another asset. What a great deal. There's another way we make money in real estate. It's called equity capture. And equity capture is really just the concept of this. You buy that $100,000 house. Let's say you paid $50,000 for it. Okay. And let's say it's going to take $20,000 to fix it up. You're now into that property for about $70,000. And once you fixed it up, it is now, the equivalent of other fixed up properties in that neighborhood. In other words, it's now really valued at that $100,000 price. So you've captured $30,000 in equity. That is wealth, folks. And that equity is important, because it helps to demonstrate the growth in your wealth. It shows you how much wealth you have. And as you continue to accumulate real estate, you're going to see that equity capture grow, because it's going to affect your net worth. And that is very important also. You know, another way we make money is principal pay down. I mean, it is as simple as that. You're going to make a mortgage payment every month. We don't believe in paying cash for houses because, well, I won't get into it here, but we just don't believe in it. We believe that when you properly leverage real estate, it properly returns the best returns for you. And I've done other shows on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show where we talk specifically about that topic. So if you'd like more information, because I'm not going to go into it on today's show, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can get all of the Del Walmsley radio shows there. You can also get our sister show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's all available for the taking. We just need you to get to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and it's going to give you access to all of those podcasts. Now, the tax advantages of real estate are incredible. You know, I mentioned that we can take money out of a property tax-free. The reason we can do that is because we are, in essence, taking a loan out on the property, and a loan is not a taxable event. So now a sale is a taxable event, but here's the beautiful thing. If you own the property for the minimum amount of time required to take advantage of capital gains rates, your tax rate is going to be a lot lower than your ordinary tax rate. And more importantly, you're going to get the benefit of depreciation. And depreciation allows you to offset those tax gains by taking what we call phantom losses against the property. Really cool stuff. And if I'm losing you right now, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be losing you. But what I need you to do is I need you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Check out the View Workshops button. It's the first thing you see when you get to lifestylesunlimited.com. You're going to see my buddy John Horn giving a free workshop. And that's what I'm getting at right now, is you need to get yourself to a free workshop. It's that free workshop that's going to teach you these five different ways we make money in real estate. It's also going to teach you the sixth way, which is forced appreciation. Now, forced appreciation is a method that we use to, you know, essentially affect the net operating income of a property. And it only works in five unit apartment complexes and larger. It doesn't work for single family. It doesn't work for duplexes, triplexes, or fourplexes. But by adjusting the income streams, by managing the expenses correctly, you can increase the net operating income. And since the value of a multifamily property is valued based on that net operating income and a prevailing cap rate, you have the ability to increase the value of the property. Now, you can also decrease the value of the property if you operate it incorrectly, but that's not what we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you the proper way to do this. Now, we've been talking about some of these plans that are out there. I beat up on the 401ks a little bit. They've got some sister plans out there, these 401ks, and they're called the 403b plan, which is basically offered by public schools, charities, and some churches. It's basically the same thing as a 401k. It's just a different type of plan. And again, it's going to have limitations on the amount of money you can put into that property. Into that retirement plan. So I just don't see it being as viable as real estate. I don't see how this 403b plan is going to return the same kind of returns that real estate returns. There's a brother plan to those called the 457b plan, and it's available only to employees of state and local governments and some tax exempt organizations. So again, what they're doing is they're redefining this 401k into all these different kinds of plans. It's just more the same, and they don't compete well with real estate. Hey, this is Al Gordon in for Del Walmsley, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 28 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people just like me and you the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th, the largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, in for Del, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've been talking a little bit about retirement plans. Yeah, and I've been talking about the five, technically six different ways you make money in real estate, but I'm going to get right back into these retirement plans so that you can compare and contrast and decide what makes sense for you. Now, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that real estate investing should be your number one goal. It should be your number one target. It should be the number one thing you consider when it comes to these so-called investment plans out there. Because the way I see it, the only real investment plan that's out there is real estate. Because all these other so-called retirement plans, you know, so far they've just been savings plans. And to add a little bit to the fire, so to speak, let me talk a little bit about the IRAs. You know, IRAs were created by the U.S. government to help workers save for retirement. Okay. And this, it was designed for people that, you know, couldn't qualify for a 401k or didn't have another vehicle out there. So they created these IRA plans. And basically in 2019, you can now get this. This is the government telling you, you can contribute up to $6,000. That's right. And if you're over age 50, you can contribute up to $7,000. Let's just take a step back here for a minute, okay? So let's just say you're age 50, all right? And you're just getting started. You're just getting to that point where you're gonna put money into that IRA. And oh, that IRA is a blessing for you because now you can save $7,000. The government said you can invest $7,000. So you go right ahead and you invest that $7,000. Now let's fast forward a little bit and let's get to the age of 70. Okay. And let's just assume just for giggles and grins, that $7,000 a month you invested has grown. The principal has grown to about $140,000. Okay. And let's just say, you know, you've gotten some kind of rate of return off of that thing. Now I can't really compare it to what the stock market's been doing because the stock market has not been doing well. I mean, I will tell you if you were age 50 about a year and a half ago and you put your money into these IRAs and these IRAs are investing in mutual funds, you may have pains in your stomach. You may need to go see an internist because those pains can become very, very troublesome to you. But, you know, think about it. Let's just say you had $200,000, saved up by the age of 70. Okay. Now keep in mind, you've had to work those 20 years. And I will tell you, at the age of 55, I'm getting a little sore. I'm getting a little tired. It's a little bit more difficult for me to do the things that I used to do back when I was in my 20s. So imagine yourself working to the age of 60. Imagine continuing to work to the age of 65 and continue to work to the age of 70. Only to say, hey, I've got a retirement plan and I'm going to go ahead and retire off of it. And let's just say, oh, giggles and grins. Let's say I don't even remember the number I threw out. Let's throw out a number, $200,000. So let's say that IRA has been able to amass $200,000 for you. Now, let's say it costs you $4,000 a month to live. So that $200,000 is really only good for approximately 50 months, okay? And if you divide 50 months by 12 months, That gives you about a little over 4 years. That means you need to die before you turn the age of 75 because you're going to be out of money. Or you got to put together a plan where, you know, if your living expenses are $4,000 a month, now you got to start shaving those down. Maybe you don't get to live in that nice place like it, you thought you were going to live in retirement. Maybe you don't get that nice vehicle. You're going to rely on a used vehicle. Or, you know, maybe because you're at the age of 70, you've decided not to drive or something. Now, no hit on people in their 70s. I got a lot of buddies that are in their 70s. They're still driving. They're still spry. And, oh, by the way, they're all well retired with real estate and they're doing just fine. They're not having to scrimp and save for their retirement. They are flourishing. And the beautiful thing is their money keeps earning money for them. And as a result of that, they can keep injecting that money back into those real estate investments. Oh, and by the way, those real estate investments, when they die, are transferable to their heirs. And the neat thing about that is a little thing called a stepped up basis, meaning you've depreciated these properties. You've 1031 these properties into other properties. You've depreciated them again. You turn around to 1031 again, depreciate them all down. Let's say you've got $5 million worth of property and it's all been fully depreciated and you die. So now your heirs get all of that property, that $5 million worth of property, and they get it tax-free because there's a little thing in the IRS code that says when you pass away and you transfer the assets to your heirs, they get to take those assets at what's called a stepped-up basis, meaning as far as the government is concerned, those properties are now worth $5 million again in total, because there's a new owner, and that new owner, your heirs, get to start that depreciation schedule again. It's, you know, Del Walmsley has said it on this show many times. He says, defer, and die. And I know it sounds a little bit morbid, but quite frankly, if you're going to beat the tax man, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. 100%. I can't make that more clear to you. Now, these IRAs, I don't know, man. These things are kind of a problem. They looks like they've created like six different kinds, okay? And I can't tell what one is from the other. There's some that you pay taxes when you put the money in, but then you take the money out tax-free. But then there's others that you put the money in and you don't pay any taxes on that money because it goes in tax-free. I guess it comes out of your paycheck before you're taxed or something like that. I'm not quite sure how all that works. But then when you take the money in retirement, you get taxed at retirement. So, you know, I don't know which path makes sense to you. I be honest with you, none of them make sense to me. You got this traditional IRA, you've got this Roth IRA, you've got a spousal IRA, you've got a rollover IRA, you've got a SEP IRA, you've got a simple IRA, and quite frankly, I don't think any of these things are simple at all. There are different rules for all of these things. So I'll tell you, if that's your retirement modality and you're going to be involved with dealing with IRAs and you're going to use those IRAs as your retirement plan, just be careful moving forward into those things. And keep in mind, those financial planners that are out there, they're making fee income off of any transaction you do. So, you know, they don't care where you put the money because they're going to want you to invest that money into mutual funds. They'll make their money that way. And quite frankly, they'll be quite happy. But they're not going to be much better off than you are financially because they're doing the same darn thing. Now, there's something out there called a solo 401k, okay? And I'm not even sure what this thing is, but it's designed for a business owner or his or her spouse, okay? Because what they figured out is the self-proprietor out there can't invest in those other programs because those other programs weren't built for them. Okay. So now they've created this solo 401k plan where you can, elect up to, what is this? Deferrals up to $19,000 can be made plus non-elective contribution of up to 25% of compensation up to $56,000 for incorporated businesses, not including catch up. The limit for unincorporated business is 20%. I don't understand all of that. I honestly don't understand that. I understand real estate, and I understand that real estate can do probably a much better job of getting you retired and can certainly get you retired in 5 years or less. And I know this to be a fact because I have met many, many of our Lifestyles Unlimited members who have done just that. And I've met many, many more that are on the path to retirement. And I've met many, many more that are in your position that are trying to figure out what path to go. And I'm telling you, if you're listening to me right now, you're already sold on real estate. You just don't know how to do it. So what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we show you how to correctly invest in real estate. It's that simple. It couldn't be simpler than that. We're going to show you from A to Z what it takes to do single family and multifamily income producing properties and get yourself retired. I can't say it more simply than that. But let me get back to these so-called retirement plans that are out there. There's a thing called pensions. They're a dying breed, okay? It's probably the easiest form of a defined benefit plan that's out there because, you know, you don't have to do much of anything. You don't have to make any decisions. All of those decisions are made by your employer. And, you know, when you qualify for these pensions, then they're going to provide you in most instances, a fixed monthly benefit to you once you retire. Okay. Now I get two pensions. Not technically, I do get two pensions, one from the military and one from a municipal government that I work for. But, you know, at the end of the day, those pensions don't provide me the income that I need to sustain myself. I've got a certain quality of life. So how do I do better? How do I get from what the pensions are doing and where I'm actually at? Real simple. Passive income coming from residential income producing real estate has made the difference for me, and it has retired me in less than 2 years, and it can work for you. Hey, this is Al Gordon in for Del Walmsley on the Del Walmsley Radio Show, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th, the largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week? What about a month, a year? How soon before you'd lose everything you've worked so hard for in a fraction of the time it took you to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. You can start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and find your true financial peace. Like so many of our members already have, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, in for Del today, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. In the last few segments, I've been talking about the so-called retirement plans that are out there, and you know, the reality of them is this. The majority of them are savings plans, with the exception of maybe a pension plan, and I talked a little bit about those pension plans in the last segment, but one of the things I didn't mention was this. Did a little research, and what I found is there's a common formula that's used to determine what a pension plan is worth, and basically that common formula is this. It's 1.5% of the final average compensation multiplied by years of service, okay? Well, what does all that mean? Well, it means this. A worker with an average pay of about $50,000 a year over a 25-year career would receive an annual pension of about $18,750. That means you'd get about $1,562.50 a month. Now, I don't know if you can live off of that. I do know people that can live off of it, and I do know people that are living off of it. And I'll tell you, they don't have that great of a lifestyle. I mean, they're basically living to the end of the month and hopefully, you know, having enough money to get them there. And it is not a quality lifestyle. I mean, they're not doing the things that their heart wants them to do. They're not traveling. They're not exploring things. They're not doing the stuff that, you know, you and I would do in retirement. I'll be honest with you. I was just looking at an old airline website during the break because I'm going to take a little time off. I'm going to take my wife with me, and we're going to spend some quality time in Mexico. I'm going to do some scuba diving. She's going to do some shopping, and then when our time is together, we're going to spend some wonderful romantic time, just enjoying each other's company. And to me, that is huge. But I'll tell you, if it weren't for the passive income, if it weren't for the fact that I have income coming in from sources over and above the pensions that I do have, this trip would be a pipe dream. We would never, ever be taking this trip because we couldn't afford it. And I will tell you, back when we were younger, back when we were, you know, trying to follow these retirement plans that I've been talking about, we didn't have money to vacation with. If we were going to vacation, we had to borrow money to do that. And that's that right there. I'll tell you, if you are borrowing money to take a vacation right there, that's a sign that you're in the middle class and you haven't adjusted your mindset to a millionaire's mentality. And I'll tell you, it's one of the things that we talk about in our free workshops is we go over how do you transition from that middle-class mindset, you know, that mindset that you have right now over to a millionaire's mindset. That's the mindset that I've developed. Okay. I'm not telling you I've had that all my life. I've only had that mindset for a couple of years now. And I didn't learn it until I went to a free workshop with Lifestyles Unlimited. Then I became a member. Then I went to the 2-day financial freedom program, training, and that boy, talk about opening your eyes up to what real estate can do to you and how to do it correctly. You know, it's amazing. And the thing about Lifestyles Unlimited, they teach you everything you need to know, not the crap that you don't need to know. Okay. So it's all important information designed to get you focused, to get you, on a retirement plan that makes more sense than these retirement plans that I've been talking about today. Now you're probably asking yourself this. Well, come on, Al, you said that there's like 10 of these things that Bankrate, advised, and you're calling it 11 because they didn't include real estate. Well, that's true. I am. So what are the rest, Al? Come on, give us the other six. All right. Well, there's something called a guaranteed income annuity. which is not offered by employers, but it allows individuals to buy these annuities to create their own pensions. Now, the problem I've got with annuities is that they're annuities, okay? And if you're not sure when you're going to retire, or even if you're going to retire, then maybe those don't make sense to you, okay? Because what you're doing is you're locking yourself into a strategy that you cannot get rid of, okay? Bad strategy to be a part of. There's a thing called profit sharing plans. And some companies offer these things to workers as an incentive for them to be productive so that they can help boost and share in the company's profits. Okay. But I will tell you, it's not a fail-safe way to ensure your financial security. Okay. You don't know how much the money will contribute from, or how much money the company will contribute from year to year. You don't know how well the company is going to do. Maybe they can't contribute. There's some problems with that. And do you really want to hitch your wagon to that kind of a horse that may not get you where you're trying to get to? There are the federal government plans. Yeah. The Federal Employees Retirement System, known as FERS. Okay. There is a three-legged retirement planning tool that they use for the civilian employees within the government. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to get into what that thing is. It is really just a modification of, I don't know, the IRAs, so to speak. But, you know, if you're involved with those kind of things, if you're a civil employee with the federal government and you're invested in FERS, you're probably complaining about FERS, and you're probably looking at the amount of money that you've accumulated so far, and you're probably asking yourself this: how am I going to live off of that? Okay. So if you're asking yourself that, you should be in a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. It's that simple. There's something called a cash balance plan out there. And it's a type of defined benefit or pension plan, but instead of replacing a certain percentage of your income for life, you're promised a certain hypothetical amount or account balance based on contribution credits and investment credits. I don't even know what that means. It sounds scary to me. Sounds like something I don't even want to mess with. Now, there are cash value life insurance plans out there, and I'll tell you, I used to do those, and they don't work. I wound up selling those, and you know what I do with the money? I put them into real estate, and you know what they're doing for me now? They're paying me money five different ways. It's awesome. I really dig it. And I'll tell you, you've got to get involved. You've got to get off the couch. You've got to get to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. The easiest way to get to one is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. You're going to see the View Workshops button. You're going to click on that. It's going to give you a map of the United States. You're going to click what makes sense, and you're going to get registered. Hey, this is Al Gordon saying goodbye for today. And remember, everything we do is not for the money, but it's for that lifestyle.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.